Stephen is in the Wicklow. Stephen's in Wicklow. Thanks, Noreen. Thanks, okay, Willie. Thank Stephen, are you going in a demo tomorrow?
Absolutely not. I think it's absolutely a disgrace that the public service unions.
No, it's not just public service now, it's private and public. It's all the
well,
unions.
I mean, the reality is that people are being asked to contribute a small amount towards their own pension. I mean, it's absolutely crazy that they're not valuing the security they have in their own job. Plus, I mean, this stuff about higher paid people not contributing is a load of rubbish. If you look at the revenue figures that were published, I think, in the Sunday Business Post a week or two ago, 37% of people working pay no tax. 50% of income tax comes from 6.5% of taxpayers, and a third of it comes from the top 2.5%. So to say people aren't contributing according to their means is absolutely crazy. I mean, the other thing is, particularly for the public service, and my wife is a member of the public service, is that if you look at the recent OECD reports, they are paid a premium compared to every other public servant in Europe, perhaps up to 20 to 30% more than the UK, plus the UK has higher direct taxes. So not only do they have a secure job, they have a job paid higher than any of their peers in Europe. And I have to say, as a private sector worker, I'm lucky I have a job at the moment. I don't know what I have in 6 months. We've had a pay freeze. My pension is worth nothing compared to what it used to be. Yet the public service have a guaranteed pension. My God, I'd take a 10, 20, 30% pay cut if I could be guaranteed a pension 50% of my salary and a guaranteed job. I mean, everyone has to contribute. I mean, we have to take a step back. The world banking system has collapsed. It's fractured. Every single country in the world is suffering. We're losing 1,000 jobs a day. Spain is losing 6,000 a day. The United States is losing 600,000 a month. I mean, we cannot pretend it's just Ireland or just developers. I mean, these developers who made money also employ tens of thousands of people. People seem to forget that. I mean, they take the good times when we have the warm winds of good financial circumstances blowing in, particularly from the States. Now that things have changed, I think everyone, whether it's the Taoiseach, it's Michael O'Leary, it's you, it's me, it's private sector workers, public sector workers, people on social welfare, have to accept that we have a responsibility as citizens of this country and that we have to take a pay cut.
Stephen, your wife's a public servant. Is she going on a demo tomorrow?
No, she's not.
What does she think of the objectives of the demo?
I mean, she's not happy with losing a few percent of her salary, but she realises that it's for the good of the country. We've young kids in school, in primary school. When they finish school, I want them to have an economy where they have the ability to go out and get work and go on to third level. I mean, remember, there's $40 billion coming in. It costs $60 billion to run the country. There's $20 billion being borrowed. At the moment, we're borrowing 2% at a 2% higher rate than the Germans are. Unless the government...
Rate, and
exactly, no matter what government's in place, Joe, there has to be cuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the reality. And I have to say, I was really disappointed with Phil Hogan's comment saying that he couldn't take a pay cut when his own party leader took it. I think that's absolutely disgraceful of Fine Gael to say that, of him to say that.
Okay, many people do you think will turn out on the demo tomorrow for the government to be frightened?
I don't care if everyone of the public service comes out. The government, no matter what they are, have to make hard decisions. The fact that the government may be unpopular actually gives them a reason to make the hard decisions now. Do what's right now for the country. Do what's right for my kids. Don't take the short-term view. You cannot govern by opinion poll, otherwise it'd be changing government every week.